Oh, hark, I hear the French and Dutch lately met and had a ranch, the which doth vex the Popes much to hear the French are routed. For the Dutch did make them sore as they did meet them going o'er, intending for the Irish shore as on the seas they The French were going, as it said, or to Ireland for to aid Tyrconnell, but they were betrayed and by the Dutch were boarded. For when the Dutch did with them meet, gallantly they did them treat with powder strong and bullets great, their thundering cannons roared. And now Tyrconnell, he's undone, not knowing which way for to run. His enemies, the Dutch, to shun, who reigns in chief at sea, sir. For now he thinks to France to get, but he'll be catched in a net, for he's on every side beset, and money's he hath none, sir. Then let the French king take his part, by sea or land he'll find the smart. For the Dutch will never start, since that we are united. And Protestants do all agree, in time the Pope of Rome to see, and make his holiness to flee, and run as he were frighted. For why the Dutch lie on the sea, to watch Monsieur continually, who is their greatest enemy, wherever they do go, sir. And now the French may stay at home, for now the Dutch will keep their own, in the despite of Babylon, whatever they can do, sir. For all that e'er the French can do, will not make brave Holland bow, that they will make the French to know, that they will keep the seas clear. For if they dare but once peep out, then to be sure they'll have the rout, by the Dutch who are so stout, and valueth not Monsieur. And England's valour will be tried, with brave Holland for to side, to pull down Monsieur's haughty pride, for all his false delusions. For let him know his countrymen, that persecuted were from them, in time do hope to come again, and to his own confusion. Now to the whore of Babylon, here's a cup of confusion, which great King William hath begun, so wisely and so wary, that heavens bless him merry day, the royal sceptre for to sway, and Protestants may ever pray for William and Queen Mary.